Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Seeing Despair and Anxiety in Kids and Teenagers and the Power of Connection is a practical nonfiction book by Will Hutcherson and Chinwey Williams focused on the youth mental health. Crisis. Written for parents, teachers, youth workers, church leaders, and other caring adults, it examines why anxiety, despair, and depression are rising among children and teenagers and what adults can do in response. The book combines accessible mental health insight with a relational framework built around connection, empathy, and secure attachment. Its central idea is that young people do not simply need correction or advice. They need to feel understood, noticed, and emotionally safe. From that foundation, adults can better support healing, resilience, and hope. The book also reflects a Christian perspective, but its core emphasis on relational support and practical engagement gives it broader relevance for anyone trying to help a struggling child or teen. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, connection as the central response to youth despair. The book argues that the most effective response to teen anxiety and despair is not distance, pressure, or quick problem solving, but genuine connection. Hutcherson and Williams present being seen as more than a sentimental idea. It is a relational posture that communicates safety, attention, and worth. This matters because young people in emotional distress often interpret adult correction as rejection or as evidence that their inner pain is not understood. The book pushes adults to slow down, listen well, and make emotional presence a priority before moving into advice. That sequence is important connection, creates the conditions in which guidance can actually be received. But in practice, this means adults should focus less on winning arguments and more on building trust. The book makes the case that connection is not a soft alternative to discipline or support, but the basis for effective support. Its perspective is especially useful for readers who work with teens in homes, schools, or ministry settings where behavior is often addressed without enough attention to relationship. Secondly, a science-informed view of how relationships support healing. One of the book's strengths is its attempt to connect mental health concerns with the science of attachment, stress, and brain change. Rather than treating despair as only a moral or spiritual problem, it describes how relational safety can help the brain and emotional system move toward repair. That framing gives adults a clearer reason to invest in empathy and consistency. It also helps explain why isolated teens may not improve simply through lectures, rewards, or warnings. The book suggests that relational presence can reduce emotional overload and make resilience more possible. This is a useful contribution because it bridges practical caregiving and psychological understanding without becoming technical. Readers are not asked to become therapists. They are asked to understand why their ordinary interactions matter. The emphasis on neuroplasticity and attachment turns everyday behavior such as listening, validating, and staying calm into meaningful interventions. In that sense, the book reframes care as an active influence on a young person's emotional development rather than as passive encouragement. Thirdly, distinguishing despair, anxiety, and depression in everyday caregiving, the book does not flatten all emotional distress into one category. It recognizes that despair, anxiety, and depression are related but distinct experiences, and that adults need enough clarity to respond appropriately. This matters because a teen who seems angry, withdrawn, or avoidant may actually be overwhelmed, hopeless, or afraid. By naming these distinctions, the book helps adults move beyond surface behavior and ask better questions about what a child or teen is experiencing internally. That is especially important in families and youth settings where acting out is often the most visible sign of hidden distress. The authors aim to give non-specialists a practical vocabulary for noticing emotional trouble without over-diagnosing it or dismissing it. The result is a book that supports discernment. Adults can learn when to offer comfort, when to create space for conversation, and when to seek further help. This topic is valuable because it addresses a common problem in youth care. People often respond to symptoms without understanding the emotional state underneath them. The book encourages a more precise and humane response. Fourthly, practical tools for parents, educators, and ministry leaders. Seen is designed as a hands-on guide, not an academic treatment. Its real value comes from translating mental health insight into everyday relational practices that adults can use immediately. The book is repeatedly positioned as a resource for parents, teachers, mentors, and church leaders because those are the people most likely to encounter struggling young people before a counselor does. This broad audience reflects an important reality: support for youth mental health cannot depend on specialists alone. The book helps adults think about how to create emotionally healthier environments through patience, validation, and intentional conversation. It also challenges the assumption that helpful adults must choose between spiritual care and practical care. Instead, it treats both as compatible, especially in faith communities where trusted relationships are already central. The practical orientation makes the book accessible, but it also gives it strategic value. It can be used individually or in group settings, especially among youth teams or ministry staff trying to improve how they respond to anxiety and despair. Its usefulness lies in making relational care concrete rather than abstract. Lastly, hope, grit, and secure resilience instead of fear-based responses. A major theme in the book is that adults should help young people develop grit, resilience, and secure attachment rather than respond to distress with fear or overprotection. The authors do not argue that hardship should be avoided at all costs. Instead, they suggest that adversity is part of life and that children and teens need support learning how to face it without collapsing into despair. This is where the book's discussion of grit becomes important. Resilience is not presented as toughness in the abstract, but as the capacity to adapt, recover, and continue moving forward while remaining connected to others. That idea also challenges the common worry that empathy will make kids weak. The book takes the opposite position: validation and presence build security, and security supports strength. This is a meaningful distinction because many adults either minimize pain or rush to fix it. Scene proposes a steadier approach grounded in hope. It tells readers that care should not only reduce suffering in the moment, but also strengthen a young person's ability to endure future challenges with stability and trust. In conclusion, Scene is best suited for parents, teachers, pastors, youth ministers, mentors, and other adults who regularly support children or teenagers facing anxiety, hopelessness, or emotional shutdown. It is especially valuable for readers who want a serious but accessible framework for understanding youth mental health without needing a clinical background. The book offers practical benefit by showing how ordinary relational habits, such as listening, validating, and staying emotionally present, can become part of a meaningful response to distress. It also has intellectual value because it connects everyday caregiving with ideas from attachment and brain science in a way that is easy to apply. Compared with many books on adolescent mental health, Scene stands out for its strong emphasis on connection as an intervention rather than a vague ideal. It does not simply describe the crisis or offer general encouragement, it gives adults a relational lens for what to do next. Its Christian perspective may shape some of its language, but the underlying message is broadly useful: young people heal better when they are truly seen, securely attached, and supported by adults who know how to respond with empathy and steadiness. If you would like to support Will Hutcherson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.